Welcome back to the Let's Talk About It podcast. My name is Raquel and I'm your host. Today, we are going to be diving in about learning your lessons through the storm. If you've been tuning in, you know that I've been going through my own share of storms, my own share of uncomfortable seasons. And I really had to think about what am I supposed to learn during this season, even though it's very uncomfortable, even though, you know, a lot of times we can victimize ourselves during our uncomfortable seasons, during times where things are just not going right in our lives. But in the end, what did you learn from it? And being able to appreciate the storm, because a lot of the times we think just because things are going great that, you know, that's what life is supposed to be. But essentially, we're here to learn, to share our testimonies, to be able to get through these storms and continue to lean on God. And, you know, for me, I feel like even though coming here, having this title of learning to appreciate your storm, you know, I'm still in the process of learning to appreciate my storm, learning to appreciate this uncomfortable season, and still wondering why I'm in this situation, but also really understanding that there is something for me to learn. Because the past, I would say, 2 years, life has been peaceful. You know, things have happened, but not to the magnitude of how things are shifting in my current life and or current day. And, you know, I'm getting to a point, or I'm trying to get to a point to where I appreciate this time, and I value the lessons that I'm learning. And I'll just jump right into what I mean by that. Specifically in my marriage, we have, I would say, this hasn't been the most joyful moment in our marriage. You know, this isn't one of the moments where we will probably be like, oh, you remember, that this happened, and, you know, we're smiling about it. Hopefully, you know, when time goes by, we'll be able to laugh about it, or we'll be able to give each other a hug and a kiss and say we got through it. But I can honestly say one thing that I appreciate about this season is it allowed me and my wife to actually see each other, to see the things that we hadn't talked about because life was going so good, to have those uncomfortable conversations with one another and really just lay everything out and get everything off of our chest and continue to have these uncomfortable conversations and learning how to have them. Because, you know, in the beginning, me being who I am and being very I don't want to say aggressive, but I'm a fire spitter. You know, sometimes my anger gets the best of me. And this is another thing that I'm learning. I'm learning through this season that, you know, don't act so emotional to certain things. Like, your emotions will get the best of you and have you say things, do things that you really don't mean, or you can't articulate it the right way because your emotions are clouding your judgment, clouding your thought process, and, you know, things of that nature. So one thing that me and my wife talked about was finances. We talked about finances in a way where I felt that neither of us was being good stewards of our finances, because we have been going through different issues as far as like saving. I previously told you guys that my car was repossessed and back in 2023, and I think because we have been able to come out of these situations because we have jobs and, well, you know, we have jobs and we were able to get through those things. We didn't talk about it. Like, we didn't talk about, okay, well, how do we get here? We just got through it and went to the next phase of whatever was going to happen, you know? And those are the things in a relationship, especially in a marriage, you have to talk about those things. You have to be able to sit down and come to terms with, okay, something is not adding up, something's not aligning, we got to get on the same page so this does not happen again. And I had to just tell her, like, you know, I'm tired of being a financial advisor. I'm tired of being mom. I'm tired of being mom, but I wear so many different hats in this marriage. And she does too. She makes sure that I'm balanced. She makes sure that I have someone to talk to, and she gives me space to feel how I feel. And sometimes I feel like that space that she gives me doesn't allow her to feel how she feels. So this season allowed us to feel everything. We yelled at each other. I can say we probably both said things to one another, mainly me, that I didn't mean in the moment. And it also allowed us to reflect on, okay, even though things are good, we still got a lot of work to do. And that's part of marriage, remembering that the work never stops. When you decide that you're going to commit yourself to a person and you decide that this is your person for life, the work that you put in to love, to get to know, to grow, it doesn't stop. And, you know, we were able to have that conversation. And thankfully, it was a time where we were eating and we were just talking. Like, I just laid out how I felt, laid out why I felt the way that I felt, and letting her know, like, when we first got together, the person that she presented to me, I felt as if she was a bit more responsible with her finances. And now, hindsight, thinking about it, you know, she didn't have her own space. So her finances were her finances, and she didn't have a lot of responsibilities outside of, you know, her car note, her insurance, and her phone bill. But transitioning to having a family is completely different. And, you know, those things don't make me not love my wife, but it does put things in perspective of, you know, how we have to move forward, the things that we have to continue to learn about each other. And just really continuously accepting each other for who we are and where we are and, you know, where we're going. And I know in the beginning of our relationship, in the beginning of the honeymoon phase, you know, she probably didn't think that I was a fire spitter, that I was a firecracker, and, you know, my anger issues and my trauma that really does play a big role in our relationship, in our marriage, and our friendship. Like, we were friends first, and we continue to be friends, and that's how we're able to have these type of conversations and sit down and talk. And that's how she's able to be so patient with me. And I love her for that. Like, I don't think I deserve that, because I got a lot going on, you know. Childhood trauma is real, and she knows this about me. And I'm currently working on allowing her to also explore her childhood traumas, allow her to also explore things that, you know, she hasn't healed from, and not just make it be all about me. Because even though she does give me that space, I want her to feel safe in this marriage to tell me how she feels. And we're still working on that, because she thinks that, you know, I may get upset if she tells me certain things. And sometimes, you know, my response to certain things may not be ideal. So I'm working on that. Like, I was able to gently tell her that, in a way, I resent her because we have six dogs. When we first started this marriage, I had two dogs. Then we got three dogs. Then one of her friends left a dog at our house, and then we got four dogs. And now we got six dogs, y'all. And it's a lot to have six dogs, a child, bills, and just trying to love us. So if anybody sees this, you're in Houston, Texas, you love animals, and you got space for a dog, we got at least two or three we can give you. And I just, you know, I can't see myself giving them to the shelter, even though I call and they're always full. And I look at it as maybe it's just not time for me to give them up. But yeah, I was able to tell her truthfully, honestly, like, I resent you for these dogs. And a lot of times, when I'm angry or when I'm frustrated or when they're following me and I'm like, oh, y'all just leave me alone, I get mad at her. We could be having a good day. And, you know, just because they're following behind me and, you know, we have a lovely house, but it's not a big house to have six dogs. And to be able to tell her that and us explore what does that look like for me, what triggers happen when, you know, that resentment comes into play, it was a pivotal moment in our marriage. And are we perfect? No. That's why I always tell people, like when they say, oh, I want what you guys have. I just love what you guys have. But are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to go through what we went through? Because what we went through haven't been easy, wasn't easy. We are definitely in a better place from when we first started dating. Definitely got into a better place before we got married, but it takes a lot of work. Marriage, the ceremony, the honeymoon, maybe a couple of months after the wedding is beautiful. But what about when all of that is gone? What about when the bills keep coming in? What about when you add a child in the mix? How do you keep that spark? And it's funny because last night our son fell asleep. And actually, let me backtrack. Yesterday, we were trying to take a nap. Our son wouldn't go to sleep. He was singing, la, 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 while we were in the bed asleep. So we ended up waking up and, you know, we played with him. We fed him. Then all of a sudden at 6 o'clock, he goes to sleep. And we put him in our king size bed, and that is a good point. You know, I'm not bragging. I mean, who brags about a bed? But anyway, I'm just saying, we put him in our king size bed, and we set up his extra large playpen that has his crib mattress in it and all the setup. So we set up his playpen, and we turn on the movie. We get popcorn and snacks and stuff, and we just watch a movie. Or a series, and I think it was called House of Ninja, and that was our date night, y'all. That was us making time for each other, and it's funny because, you know, our son really runs our world and runs this household. I wouldn't have it any other way because I just love him so much. My wife loves him so much, but we do have to find those times to find time for each other and for ourselves. So that's what I mean by learn to appreciate the storm. Last week, I was on here crying, pouring my heart out, letting you guys know, you know, how I felt, where I felt. And those feelings are still there. But being able to reflect, write things down, pray to God. I'm back in therapy. And owning my bullshit, owning that, you know, somewhere where I am, I made the choices to be here. You know, God does open doors. God does place us in places that, you know, sometimes we feel like we don't belong. But I also know that, Raquel, you got a bad temper sometimes. I also know that I can respond emotionally. I also know that I have a lot of trauma to go back and heal from. So knowing those things about myself, I have to think about how do you respond to life-changing events? How do you respond to someone you feel like is disrespecting you? How do you make the space or make this world comfortable for you to be in without making it seem like the world is attacking you? And sometimes my discernment may be spot on, but just because I feel a certain type of way, I'm learning, it doesn't warrant a nasty response. It doesn't warrant me to get upset and shut completely down, because what does that do for my job? What does that do for my family? What does that do for my marriage? Honestly, nothing. So that's what I'm learning in this season. And that's what I can appreciate, because even though I've done so much work to get to where I am, the work does not stop. The work, I feel like the work that you put into yourself to become a better you, it never stops because you're always, there's always going to be somebody to trigger you if you haven't healed, especially if you haven't healed. People don't know your past. People don't know what ticks you off, you know? So wherever you go, there's always going to be somebody that is going to kind of make you feel like, okay, you're taking me back. And it's how we respond. And I can definitely say during this season, I haven't responded well to, you know, the attacks on my life. I've questioned God more than a little bit. But one thing that I can say, one moment. I will call you back. I am recording.
Okay, if I'm asleep, then I'll talk to you
tomorrow. All right, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
My sister. Another thing, like, my nephew, her son, just got into a car accident that honestly should have took him out. But by the grace of God, he's okay. He walked away with cuts and he walked away with a broken leg, broken femur. But he's alive. And, you know, I took some space away from my mom. And because my nephew got into an accident, I had no choice but to talk to my mom. I love my mom. Love her to death. I chose to take space because I needed to figure out some things about myself based off of a comment that she made to reference what I was going through at work that I felt that did not warrant that. So I took time away. I took time to step back and kind of think about my childhood trauma and think about how could I look at it from her perspective? And that's why I got back into therapy. But because my nephew got into that accident, I had no choice but to call my mom and, you know, check up on him because she was the first person to go to the hospital. And it made me realize that life is too short to, I could take a step back from my mom, but me not talking to her, me just like, I don't want to talk to you. I need space. Why? Why? I can just not talk to her about the things that we don't agree on. I can just keep conversation minimum. Hey, mama, I love you. I'm checking in on you to make sure you're okay. Send her pictures of her grandchild. But I don't have to cut off complete communication. I've done that already. And it doesn't feel good, you know? It doesn't feel good to not have that link to the person who gave birth to you. I was able to see her today. Was it a little awkward? A little, but, you know, I will always show respect to my mom. I gave her a hug, gave her a kiss. You know, we talked little small talk. It wasn't a whole lot like we used to, but we'll get there. And we're going to get there when, you know, when we're both ready to have that conversation to figure out what happened. I'm back in therapy to figure out how to have that conversation without being emotional, without being defensive. Allowing, meeting her where she is, allowing her to feel what she feels, and learning to agree to disagree, because you're not going to agree with everything that somebody says. And I just believe that if you, life is too short, for one. And if you are going through something where you can't respond well, especially with family, find a time and a space to ask God to give you clarity on how to handle that situation. Because one thing I tell you, when you got good family that love you and that support you and that's there for you, you want to hold on to that. And one thing that I do know is that now being an adult, my mom did the best that she could with what she had and, you know, obtaining her master's, her bachelor's, and, you know, working multiple jobs and working two jobs during the holidays to make sure that, you know, we had what we had. And being a single parent to two girls, like, it was a lot. So I definitely give my mom grace. And I just know that I have some shit that I have to sort out to be able to, you know, go back and have that conversation with her. That way, this doesn't continue to happen, you know? It's a ranch water. It's real good. Yeah, and I just firmly believe that because my family means so much to me, that the devil has us under attack. He's trying to do what he can to break us apart, to separate us. But one thing I do know is that I rebuke that. He can't have my family. God bless me with this family. God blesses us with a healthy body every day. He just blessed my nephew to come out of a car wreck that could have taken his life. This family, our family, is here for a reason. And we're not going to go down so easily. Yeah, do we disagree? Yeah, for sure. Are there times where I want to say more than just like, okay, mama, or okay, Gabriel, or okay, Raina? Yeah. But at the end of the day, I know they got me. I know they got my back. I know they love me. And that's what family is. And no matter what, they show up for me. No matter what, I'm going to always show up for them. So this is what I mean about, again, learn to appreciate your storm. We're going through it, but I am appreciating the lessons that I'm getting out of it. I'm saying this now, and I may not feel it tomorrow if something happened, but I can always go back to say, Raquel, what did you say the other day? Learn to appreciate the storm that you're in. And my last point that I want to touch on is something that my therapist asked me when I told her everything I was going through. She said, who's taking care of Raquel? Who's taking care of you? And, you know, even though, yeah, I do have a wife that supports me and, you know, who loves me and I cherish our marriage. But at the end of the day, we both have responsibilities around the house. We both have things that stress us out individually. And just like I tell her, you have to pour back into you. With everything going on, when do we have time to do that? You know, when do we have time to pour back into ourselves? When do we have time to really just embrace life and just take a breath and say, I'm at peace. Currently, the past 3 months, we've shared laughs. We've gotten through things, but to truly say that we've been at peace and we've been peaceful, that would be a lie. We haven't had peace for a little bit. But I don't think that just because we haven't had peace now that we'll never have it again. And that's what you have to hold on to. I think Jane Fonda said it in an interview. She said you got to hold on to your hope. You got to have hope. And I have hope and I have faith that no matter what comes our way, we're going to get through it. Because I love that woman. I love my wife. She get on my nerves. She gets on my nerves. But I love her. And I wouldn't do this again with nobody else, y'all. I would not do this again with nobody else. We laugh together. I'm not finna cry again on this podcast. Y'all ain't gonna get me again to cry. I'll tell y'all that much. I don't do that too often. But I love her. And I wouldn't do life with nobody else. And it's crazy because, you know, all the times where I thought I was in love when I was younger and realizing that wasn't love. Like, I may have cared about those people, but that wasn't love. Because the love that I do have makes me want to be a better person. The love that I do have makes me think about how did I treat her. The love that I do have makes me want to expand and grow our family. I want, you know, us to grow old together and have that notebook ending where we're in the bed together holding each other's hands, and, you know, that's the end of our story, you know? And I don't get to say this to her often because, you know, I'm not, she'll say, oh, you don't want to seem soft, huh? And it's not that, I don't know. But when she watches this to edit this, baby, I love you. I love you with my whole heart. And no matter what, no matter what we're going through right now, I'm going to always have your back. And I'm going to always make sure that we are okay, just like you always make sure that we are okay. You're a wonderful mom. You're a wonderful spouse. And I just cannot wait until we get through this storm and have a moment to just love on each other again and to figure out how to keep loving each other. Because we in this for life, girl. Note to you, girl. Note to you, baby. No, but yeah. So I am truly grateful that even though I am being pulled and pushed in a lot of different directions where I do want to give up a lot of times, I'm grateful that I have a family that I know I can't give up because I got them. I know that I got to continue to show up for them. So, y'all make sure that y'all love on who love y'all, appreciate who appreciate y'all, and stop giving energy to people who don't deserve it. Don't do that this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, love the people who really give you the time and you're not an option. The people who decide that this is who I want to be around and I love them for who they are and I'm not trying to change them. I want the best for them, but I'm not trying to change their character, you know? And I can honestly say that I have people around me that want that for me or that feel that for me, and it's not forced. I have definitely eliminated anything that is forceful. I've definitely remove people out of my life that don't deserve to be in my life. And I'm learning to not give excuses to people about why I'm not around them anymore or about why we're not cool. We just, you know, everybody don't deserve to go with you where you're going. And just know that God will place the right people in your life, the right circle that you're supposed to be around, and pray to God that, you know, the people that you decide to connect with, that you decide to swap energies with, that they're meant to be in your life. And regardless of if people are in your life for a season or for a lifetime, as long as God sent them, that's all that matters. So I come to you guys today with a better spirit, thankfully. I come to you guys today with a better outlook on my circumstances. And I say all of that to say that you can do it too. You can turn your circumstance around just by turning your mindset around, just by realizing that the storm has a lesson to be learned. And once you get out that storm, you're gonna feel undefeatable because God got you through it. And when you know that your faith is what kept you going and God's grace is what kept you going, your next season, you're gonna be like, okay, God, I didn't see it worse. We're gonna get through this. I know you're gonna get me through this. And that's how I feel right now. And I hope that my testimony, I hope that my tears, I hope that my stories resonates with you. That way, you know, whatever you're going through, you know that you can get through it and you will get through it. God will carry you through it. If he brings you to it, he gonna get you through it. And I pray that over everybody's life that's watching this episode, because we all going through something. It could be small, it can be major, but we all going through something. So I say love on the people that love you. Appreciate those who appreciate you. And know that you'll get through it. You will. I love y'all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe this episode. if you need a little bit of encouragement, go watch the other episodes. And the Let's Talk About It podcast got you. I don't know everything. I'm not an expert in anything, but I do have a testimony. God has placed this on my heart to share with you. And I know that if I can get through things by the grace of God, He gonna do it for you. So I'll close us out in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us here today. Thank you so much for blessing us with another day. Thank you so much for blessing us with life, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us with family that loves us, or for people who aren't family that you brought into our life that loves us. Thank you for giving us grace in our circumstances. Thank you for allowing us to learn these lessons through our storms, Lord God, because without those lessons, we wouldn't be able to reach our fullest potential. We wouldn't be able to get to our purpose, Lord God. I thank you for covering us with the hedge of protection, even the days when we feel like we can't hear you, we can't feel your presence, Lord God. We know that you're there, Father. I pray over each and every person that watches this episode. I pray over each and every child, Lord God. I pray that we continue to love each other, to learn to love each other, to share our testimonies, and to learn from one another, God, because that's why you brought us here. I thank you for blessing me with this podcast and allowing me to share my testimony, Lord God. I love you, Father. I love you, and thank you for covering my nephew during his accident, Lord God. Thank you for covering my family and making sure that we stay together, Father. I just love this moment in our life, in my life, because you're teaching me something, and I'm able to use those lessons to share with the people, your children, Father. I thank you, Lord, and I thank you in advance for anything that comes my way, lesson or abundance. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Again, thank you for tuning into the Let's Talk About It podcast. I will see you each and every week on Sunday. I'll see you next time.